Playing by the uncertainties of our modern world, life can seem awfully bleak at times. In our search for purpose, meaning, and certainty, most of us would love to have an inkling of what lies ahead, to have even a glimpse of tomorrow today. In our podcast, Knowing Tomorrow Today, we share from the Bible a wonderful blueprint of hope, which reveals that God wants us to live an abundant life and that He has an amazing future planned for us.
All right, welcome to our podcast, Knowing Tomorrow Today. I'm your host, Merrick Brown. Thank you always for joining me on this journey of hope. I always want to encourage you to make sure you're liking and subscribing where you're listening, and make sure that you're sharing these messages of hope wherever you listen, with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers, and just all who you meet along life's journey. So how much are you worth, right? Or how much do you think you're worth? You may have been asked this question before, or you may have even thought about this yourself. So typically, when people ask you this question, 10 times out of 10, they're usually thinking about your net financial worth. So calculating your net financial worth is relatively easy. It just involves subtracting your liabilities, which is what you owe, from your assets, which is what you own. And so you'll get your net worth that way. So you may have heard somewhere in the news or read somewhere online about the net financial worth of some of the world's wealthiest individuals or families. For example, at the time of when this podcast episode was recorded, Forbes magazine, which is an American magazine, they listed the wealthiest people in the world in the following order, along with their net financial worth. So at the top of this list is Bernard Arnault. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And his family, they have a net financial worth of $233 billion. And then, of course, they're followed by Elon Musk with $195 billion. And number three on the list is Jeff Bezos of Amazon. He has a net worth of $194 billion. And then, of course, he's followed by Mark Zuckerberg with $177 billion. Larry Ellison, he's of the Oracle Corporation, net financial worth of $141 billion. And it goes on and on and on. So Forbes, they have another list, interestingly, and this list is called the World's Celebrity Billionaires. Now, the people who make these lists are people who have turned their fame, whether it be from television or Hollywood movies or music, fashion, or sports, into staggering personal wealth, right? And so number one on this list is the Star Wars director George Lucas. He has a net worth of $5.5 billion. Number two is Steven Spielberg, $4.8 billion. Number three on the list is the famed Michael Jordan, who some believe to be the greatest basketball player of all time. He comes in, of course, number three with a net financial worth of $3.2 billion. Number four on this list is Oprah Winfrey. She has a net worth of $2.8 billion. Number five on this list is Jay-Z. He has a net financial worth of $2.5 billion. They even have Tyler Perry on this list, and he has a net worth of $1.4 billion. And again, this list is Forbes's the world's celebrity billionaires, right? Those two lists I shared with you there. And so why are we so fascinated by the net financial worth of some of the world's wealthiest individuals and famous celebrities? Well, for most people, it serves as a source of aspiration and inspiration, if you will, proving that achieving financial wealth and fame is possible, right? And this fuels their own ambitions and dreams. Also, for some people, comparing ourselves to the financial successes of others, this is something it's a natural thing that we do, right? And so the net worth of the wealthy provides a sort of benchmark for this comparison, if you will. And it's all about, people love the idea of wealth and celebrity and power and fame and prestige. And, their worth, their net financial worth, in many ways, enhances that status or worth in society, right? But my question is this: what happens when your worth, right, or your value as an individual or as a person becomes intrinsically tied to or becomes conflated with your net financial worth, right? What then? Right. In other words, what if you were to calculate, right, with the equation I gave you earlier on, right? What if you were able to calculate your net financial worth and it comes out to be something negative and not positive, like, say, the net worth of maybe your friends or other wealthy individuals who are in the public eye? What then, right? Does this mean that you are worthless, right? And so when it comes to a definition of the word worth, worth is how much someone or something is valued or considered important, right? And this has a lot to do with our self-worth. And of course, many people measure their self-worth by their many accomplishments, by their relationships, by their personal qualities, by their social media connections, by peer approval, and of course, by material success. And so what are the symptoms of low self-worth that people often feel? You know, many times people feel worthless because, you know, they measure themselves against these crazy, impossible metrics, all right? And for them, life almost seems purposeless and meaningless, right? And so some people find that, you know, when this happens, they become socially isolated from others. They may get into the habit of negative self-talk and negative self-criticism. They may easily slip into mental health issues like depression and anxiety. They may find themselves engaging in self-destructive behaviors, right? Or they may have strained relationships because they are constantly trying to get validation from others because they have low self-esteem or a low sense of worth. So listen, friends, I have great news for us, right? I have really good news for us, right? Because as human beings, we have inherent value, friends. We have inherent worth, regardless of, you know, our achievements or circumstances or not. This is because we were created and we are created in the image of God, right? So friends, when we go to the book of Genesis, which is the first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis tells us that while God created animal and plant life, you know, as unique different species after their kind, when it came to us as human beings, right, God created us in his image, friends. We read there in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we read, God created human beings in his own image, right? Now, what does it mean that God created you and I in his image? So, to be created in God's image means that even though we are not God, right, we can never be God, as humans, we reflect divine attributes and qualities. This means that all of us have the capacity to love. It means that all of us have consciousness and intelligence. It means that all of us have the capacity to be creative and that all of us have some capacity to discern what is right from what is wrong. Friends, to be created in God's image also means, very importantly, that each of us, we possess inherent worth and we have value, right? You are not worthless, right? You are not worthless. No matter what anyone will say to you, right? You have value. God says you have value and he values you and he says that you have worth, right? Now, there's something that you may not have thought about before, but this really gets me really excited every time I think about it. Do you realize that there are billions of people alive today in the world and that God says to us that he knows each and every individual personally and intimately, and that each and every person has value and worth in his sight. I didn't say this. The Bible says that, right? So if we go to Jeremiah, there in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, yes, God is talking to Jeremiah, but he's also talking to us, right? And he says there in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Wow, that's deep, right? I mean, God knew us before even our parents knew us, right? He also says there in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, he says, do not be afraid because I have ransomed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. God knows us by name, friends. Each and every single one of us, right? And there in Luke chapter 12, verse 7, Jesus says something that is really mind-blowing when you think about it. He says, the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Wow. I mean, who could know that? Only God, right? Right? So he says, don't be afraid. You are more valuable, God says, than a flock of sparrows, right? Friends, we're made in God's image, right? And so that also means that God has a purpose and a divine destiny for each and every one of us. So how much do you think you are worth, right? Let's just ask, how much net worth do you think that God places on you as an individual or on your life as a unique person, right? How much do you think you are worth or valued in God's eyes. All right, let's go to the Bible to find out, right? We're going to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. Now, listen to what it says there. Well, listen to what Peter says there to us, right? He says, "For you know that you were not redeemed." In other words, you were not bought from your useless way of life, he says, with perishable things like silver and gold, but you were actually purchased with the precious blood, like that of a sacrificial lamb, unblemished and spotless, he says, the priceless blood of Jesus Christ. I wonder if you got that, right? Well, friends, what is this saying to us, right? Friends, what is your life worth to God, right? What is your net worth to God? Friends, you and I are more precious. We are priceless in the sight of God, right? Friends, when something is priceless, it is of incredible value. It is so valuable that no one ever wants to sell it or can be able to buy it, right? Now, since a price is what it costs to buy something, priceless things cannot be bought, friends. They are too valuable, right? They're very valuable, right? So you and I are precious, priceless, friends, right? So much so that it took the precious blood of Jesus Christ to redeem us and to purchase our redemption. Friends, what is our net worth, right? You and I are worth more than billions or trillions of dollars in God's sight. Friends, the combined net worth of Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg or Warren Buffett or even Bill Gates, right? The combined net worth of these men would not be enough, right, to put a value on your life. You know, the song says, "Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it as white as snow," right? Friends, Jesus paid he paid for us with his precious, priceless blood to ransom you and I to God. Are you willing to accept the sacrifice that he has made for your life today? Why don't you invite him to come into your life today if you have not yet done so? You know, because God says, listen, because your life is priceless in his sight, right? Because you were made in God's image, God has a divine destiny for your life, friends, right? There in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14, Jesus tells us there, he says, "I know what I've planned for you. I've plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I've plans to give you a future filled with hope." He says, "When you call out to me and come to me in prayer, I will hear your prayers. If you seek me with all of your heart and soul," God says, "I will make myself available to you." Listen, as we part, I always want to encourage you to remember to like, to subscribe, and to share this podcast wherever you listen. And when you do so, right, you're helping to share the gospel into all the world as Jesus has commanded us to do there in Matthew chapter 28. Listen, you can also email me. I have an email address. My email address is doingtomorrowtoday@gmail.com. If you have additional questions, if you need, you know, prayer, if you have prayer requests, whatever it is, right? I will also actually send you a free copy, an electronic copy of the book that inspired this podcast. It's called Knowing Tomorrow Today, Glimpses of the Future That Will Change Your Life. I'll send you a free copy of that when you email me. May God continue to bless you. I'm Merrick Brown. Until next time, you stay blessed and you stay well. Get back.